What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, with everything that is happening and that's coming down the pipe, you would think that modern women, especially Western women, especially American women, would finally see the big picture and say, you know what? Maybe I need to adjust my attitude because things are not looking good in the future, potentially. But as we know, the overwhelming majority of women do not think that far ahead. I mean, inflation, the potential collapse of the dollar, potential World War III. And let's think about this, gentlemen. If war does actually break out, what do you think is going to happen domestically? Yeah. Domestically, things are going to go off a cliff rapidly. You will see a massive civil unrest if war does break out, especially in this day and age. And yeah, in my humble opinion, that's when societal level HMT will go down. A lot of women do not understand that the only thing that's keeping their husbands or ex-boyfriends or current boyfriends from, you know, taking matters into their own hands is the fact that we live in a somewhat civil society. But nope. Too many women, they still believe in this artificial society that we live in that allows them to be argumentative, that allows them to be confrontational with men. And men have to constantly restrain themselves. However, we have an article that was published on the 27th of March. Man charged with offlining girlfriend in Florissant apartment. Yep, here we go. Another woman who ended up getting taken offline by her boyfriend because of something that she either said or did. A 40-year-old man is accused of shooting and terminating his girlfriend during an argument in a Florissant apartment complex. There you go. There you go, ladies. More and more men are no longer going to restrain themselves when you get confrontational. And trust and believe, if and when society does collapse, you will see a lot more of this. A lot more men will be coming for retribution. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! James Cook of Pine Lawn was charged Saturday with second-degree termination, armed criminal action, and tampering with evidence in a felony prosecution in the deletion of his 31-year-old girlfriend, Denisha Pepper. Florissant police said Monday that officers found Pepper offline inside an apartment in the Cross Keys apartment complex at about 10:17 a.m. Friday. Cook left the scene of the shooting in the 3300 block of Cross Keys Drive without calling 911. A Florissant police detective wrote in charging documents. Cook eventually told police the gun he used in the shooting belonged to him, according to charging documents. He also told investigators that he tossed his gun and got rid of the clothes he was wearing the night of the shooting. Well, well, well. Another woman who thought that, you know, society was going to ultimately protect her and she was going to be able to act however she wanted to act, and this man was just going to sit there and take it. Ladies, no, 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 no. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the apartment. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, the problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that a 5. Psychological impact. Not a lot of outrage. As a matter of fact, it was just him and her. So I got to give that a 5. And for the brutality factor, I also got to give that a 5 as well. So James, the judge, Cook, gets a score of 25. Let me reiterate this. Women here in America live in a false reality. They do. They think they have power. However, they don't. Now, let me explain why. The only power that women have is by proxy. And what do I mean by that? They need other men to do their dirty work, to do their bidding. So, I've said this. Numerous other content creators have said this. Feminism as a whole could not exist if men did not want it to. Anytime we can decide as men to shut off all the power, to stop working, all of it, and watch society crumble and tell the women, hey, y'all got this. Y'all think y'all are so better than we are. Y'all say, you know, there was a feminist rally somewhere, and there was a guy interviewing, and there was a woman who held up a sign that said, all men need to die. Really? But once again, this is that false illusion of power that has been crafted to keep women consuming. But if not for men to enforce feminism, it would have died out a long time ago. But that is the arrogance of the modern woman on full display. But hey, just saying, if things really go bad, war really breaks out, and the dollar actually collapses, trust and believe, ladies, there are going to be some men out there who will be taking skulls. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article, if you so desire. Let me know what you guys think. And women, particularly women in America, the power you think you have, even though it's all false, will go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to restrain themselves will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, I'm going to reiterate this, once society goes down, once this American society takes a major hit and the illusion can no longer be maintained, guess what? That's when true reality is going to set in. And that's when true equality is going to be dished out. Because trust and believe, ladies, the equality that you've been allowed to enjoy, this watered down, cherry-picked equality, yeah, that's gonna go right out the window. And that's when the barbarians are going to show up. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.